Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. It's the debut Berg in the Bullpen podcast hosted by a friend, a mentor, and a brother, Alex Berg, bullpen catcher of the San Francisco Giants. He's in New York on an off day. Yours truly, Mark Mancini, pushing the omelet off to the side at about 6 in the morning out here in Los Angeles, 347-205-9631. If you happen to miss this and you want to catch it on the archive version, blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports, podcast platform, wherever you subscribe to podcasts, powered now by Mancini Media. So as I lay the red carpet, put the podium in its place, hand off the mic, more of him, less of me. First of all, Alex, how are you from New York?
I'm doing really well. I'm actually on the bus headed to the ballpark right now.
Wow. And let me ask you something. If people want to get a hold of you, how do they get a hold of you?
Twitter, AMBURG, the number one. And find me on Twitter out there.
Okay, let me tell you, opening day in New York, kind of weird because the Giants haven't basically opened up in New York since probably the Polo Ground days. You have to go back to 1956, their last year there. But, boy, that ambiance there must have been something. Opening day 2023 in Yankee Stadium, to say the least.
I mean, it was something else. Like, Yankee Stadium is one of my favorite places to be, to hear the crowd erupt. When Judge came out, when Anthony Volpe came out, it was really cool to see. I mean, that place is something special, and like I said, I really enjoyed it. Glad, what an experience to be able to be a part of.
Well, not only that, when you get on the field, crowd is out. I mean, it's a nice day. National televised game on the MLB network, so everything's going to be great. I mean, you're seeing people out there. You're in Arizona with the spring training now behind you, and open there, it's got to be something. I mean, you see the monuments, Aaron Judge there, the Yankee tradition. I mean, do you just sit there and absorb it all in as you're on that grass looking around?
Oh, yeah. I went out to Monument Park, was kind of walking through there. I actually have a couple friends on the Yankees, so just talking to them, and they were just like, you're in for a treat. This place is something else on opening day. So, you know, to get a little bit of background before and then to be able to watch it and see it, and it was just a blast. It's something like baseball fan, as a baseball fan, that's a dream.
Well, and not only that, how about the fans? That's got to be something. I mean, you must have the earplugs in because those guys can be like Philly. We talked about it before. They're all, you know, the beer must have been flowing at 7, 8 in the morning for a 105 game out there. I'm sure you can hear so many things that you tend to block out, but you can't help. Maybe it goes through the earplugs.
Like I said, I enjoy it. I think it's fun to listen to them, you know. Basically, they just sit there for months getting their material ready, and they come with some good stuff. And, again, I'm not playing, so they can say whatever they want. I think it's hilarious. But, honestly, yesterday there was nothing rude. Everything was funny. Kind of interested to see what the weekend brings because the weekend usually brings a different animal out there.
Yeah. Yeah, to say the least. And now, then off day, and then you get, you know, two more with the Yankees, and then you move on to Chicago. We talked about it in the pre-chat. I look at this opening day schedule, 9 straight pretty much day games, but 9 games against the American League. I thought to myself, I know the Giants are in the National League West. They're not in the American League West. But do you have to scratch your head and thinking, God, who are we going to play after the – Royals? And then I looked at it and I said, well, the Dodgers then come to San Francisco.
I mean, it's, again, this is kind of what we were asking for. When you're playing all the teams, you get to play everybody, and this is kind of cool. You never know who's next. And honestly, I think we played Detroit after LA, so it's back to the American League. And I think it's cool. I think you, I mean, obviously you know who's coming in, but like before it'd be like, oh man, do we have the Padres again? Or do we have the Dodgers again or Diamondbacks? Now it's like, man, you're playing everybody. You got to get ready for everybody. The advanced process, which has gotten so complex now, is getting a little bit harder because you don't know those teams as well. So there's a little bit more work to be done on that end. But from just like a baseball fan perspective, I love it. I want to see everybody. I enjoy seeing everybody. It's cool to be able to go to all the different ballparks and play all these teams. And I'm excited for it.
Yeah, and not only that, like you said, the advanced scout and checking these teams out that you don't see on a regular basis. You know, there's a lot of changes in baseball, and the two that I like right off the bat are, you know, the interleague I like and playing everybody, because I think sometimes it can get a little monotonous playing the Colorado Rockies or the Arizona Diamondbacks 20 times a year. This gives the fans, gives it something where, you know, in the dog days, now you're seeing a different team come in here, maybe going to a different city. So I'm kind of on board with that one as much as you are.
Yeah, I agree. I think as a fan, you know, if you're the fan of the San Francisco Giants, you get to see a bunch of new people that you've never seen, or guys that just like haven't been there in a while because they switch teams or switch leagues. And I think it allows the fans to be able to see more. I mean, this league has so many great players scattered across the league that, you know, it's a treat for the fans to be able to get to see everybody.
Well, and not only that, take us through yesterday with Logan Webb. You guys must think that might have been one of his best pitch games we've ever seen. This kid seems to pick up steam year in and year out. I'm excited for this guy. You see him up close down there in the bullpen and everything. Take us through the mindset of Logan Webb.
I mean, he is nasty. I think you see the stuff moving everywhere. Yesterday he had lights out command. I mean, the sinker, it's crazy when you have three-plus weapons the way he does. And he could throw the fastball. He can beat you with the sinker. He can beat you with the slider. He can beat you with the changeup. Like, you never know. Like, every single time he toes up the rubber, you have no clue what pitch is coming. And he commands them all, and they're all nasty. Gosh, he's fun to watch.
Well, not only that, I mean, it just seems like the strikeouts are a byproduct of being in the zone early and often and executing that two-strike pitch. I mean, that's the thing where I think it separates. And the only downfall of this thing is he was matched up on the other side with an ace and Gerrit Cole.
It's always tough when you're pitching against Cole. Like, I mean, that guy's got $300-plus million for a reason. He's one of the best pitchers in the world. And, you know, anytime you match up with him, I think Logan rose to the occasion. He pitched extremely well. But, again, when you're matched up against an ace, sometimes the chips just don't fall your way. But I think it was cool to see Logan step up on the biggest stage and put together an unbelievable performance. I think he's ready to make a big move this year.
Okay, you guys you're headed to the ballpark. What does today consist of as you get ready for the Yankees again tomorrow and Sunday?
We got a live BP, and then we'll have a couple guys come in, play catch, a couple guys maybe hit in the cage. Early in the season, we have a lot of these off days kind of built in.
Right.
I think they're weather purposes, and you know, a lot of times early in the year, guys want to keep the rhythm going, so they go in and just do something, move around, and just try to get the body going so that they feel good, you know, throughout the early parts, keep some of these feels that they have coming out of spring training.
Well, not only that, it's getting acclimated to the new stadium, too. For some of the guys not used to, you know, going to Yankee Stadium on a regular basis year in and year out, so that's a good thing. Is if it's an outfield position, trying to get used to the walls, where the ball is and everything, infield, the dirt and everything, I would more or less think that just take that off day and just absorb some of that stuff Is that pretty much accurate?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the guys want to get out there, see it, feel it, and then it's also not a bad place to spend an off day. You know, a couple hours at the field, then you go wander around New York City. There's really not too many days that are better than that.
Well, and not only that, I'm sure in New York, if you don't watch it, your meal money can go pretty quick on a breakfast or something, and then everybody's trying to, you know, borrow with each other and pick up the lunch and dinner. That's an expensive city to eat in, I would imagine.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's worth every penny. So, I mean, so far we've been eating good, and we've been. Tyra Uematsu and I, Mark Hallberg, our third base coach, we were running around town last night, and we went to a Japanese like barbecue place where Tyra cooked all this meat for us.
Oh yeah!
And then went to Junior's Cheesecake, got a cheesecake. I mean, we've been enjoying New York. I mean, this place is one of the best places in the country to eat, and we take full advantage of it when we can.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And, you know, with the last few minutes of the show, the Final Four. Now, believe it or not, I still have one team hanging in this thing, San Diego State. I know you're a Washington State guy. I think it's going to be San Diego State and Miami in this final. One West Coast team hanging. We got two in Florida and one in UConn. Who do you got to win this thing, and who was your consensus pick when the tournament started?
I'm going to disappoint you sadly. The March Madness isn't my thing. It's funny, when I got on staff, as a player I was big into fantasy football, big into the Final Four. I took a lot of time to research it. When you get on staff, there's just so many different things that you have to go through every day with,
yeah,
like processes with whatever work you're doing that day or whatever you're kind of trying to get done. That I don't spend a ton of time watching outside sports. It's all baseball, and actually I enjoy golf. So the only professional sport I really follow now is golf, and you know, anything else that's leisurely on TV I'll watch, but yeah, like we have the big spread pool and everything like that. I know a lot of guys are mad about some upsets, but I'm the worst. I didn't really get into it and haven't really been into it the last few years. And I feel bad because it's such a cool part of the year and such a fun tournament to watch. And I just like,
yeah,
not really.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, when you look at business before pleasure, but talking about that golf real fast, I'll tell you one thing. When Tiger Woods is on his game, boy, the ratings definitely go up in golf, wouldn't you say?
Oh, my gosh, he's so good. And I don't know if you saw this, but he's actually – Mike Trout's opening up his own golf course in New Jersey. Tiger Woods is designing it. So I was super pumped about that. I might actually try to take a trip to Payne Valley in Missouri this offseason and play another one of Tiger's courses. So – I try to get out and play as much golf as I can when I can, kind of break up the monotony of baseball.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. With you liking golf that much, I would probably say that, you know, you'd probably win this thing if the Giants were going to have a golf tournament. Is there any sleepers in this thing? Is Brandon Crawford a sleeper? Logan Webb? Who are some of these guys that would give you a run? Because it seems like you're darn good in this sport.
Oh, Yastrzemski is very good. He is a low handicap. I think he's under a one handicap right now. And, I mean, he's a tremendous golfer. Alex Cobb's a sneaky one, too. He could, anytime he can roll out there and he can shoot 75, maybe even lower. We got a couple sneaky guys that can really play some golf on this team.
Wow, we got to talk about that more often during the season. As we wind this thing down, enjoy the rest of the day in New York on the off day. Get accustomed to that city, look around. We'll reconvene definitely next Friday before your home opener against Kansas City. Let everybody know how they can get a hold of you. And I'm so blessed to do this year with you, man. I got the Pirates. I got you guys, man. This is great.
Yeah, I'm super excited for it, too, man. This is going to be a lot of fun. And then you guys can reach me on Twitter at AMBURG, the number one. And that's it.
He's Alex Berg out there in New York on an off day. Yours truly, Mark Mancini in Los Angeles, getting back to the coffee. We'll reconvene next Friday as the Royals come into San Francisco. Till then, catch the archive version on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports, podcast platforms, or wherever you subscribe to podcasts. Thank you very much for listening. I love you, Alex. Thanks a million. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Thanks so much. I'll talk to you next Friday.
Thank you.